The National Coordinating Committee of the International Transport Workers Federation, ITF, has been reorganized with Daniel Owusu-Kranting as chairman. To encourage members of the committee, the regional secretary of the ITF Africa, Joseph Katande, a Kenyan, said the organization is committed to fighting the cause of national committees to provide general assistance to transport workers' unions in difficulty. Joyce Cheche interacted with some representatives of the ITF in Accra.
The National Coordinating Committee, NCC, of the International Transport Workers Federation, ITF, was vibrant in the country from the latter part of 1960s to the early 1980s. But due to leadership problems, the committee was dissolved, whilst political instability compelled the ITF to end its activities in the country. Realizing the benefit of being a member of the ITF, the National Coordinating Committee was reorganized in January this year, with Daniel Owusu-Kranting as its national chairman and Idrisu Fuseni, general secretary of the General Transport, Petroleum and Chemical Workers Union, as coordinator. The membership of the NCC include the Maritime and Dock Workers Union, Railway Workers Union, GPRTU, and Allied Transport Workers Union. The regional secretary of the ITF, Joseph Katende, said the organization aims at helping its affiliate unions defend the interests of its members.
When we engage the unions, all the unions have clearly stated that they lack specialized training for the workers in the maritime sector. From the time the Ghana Star line disappeared, you had so many seafarers, well-trained seafarers. But seafaring is like aviation. If you are not flying in aviation, no matter how highly qualified, you are being de-skilled every day.
Mr. Joseph Katende said member unions in good standing regarding payments of dues benefit from training programs and international assistance legally when being bullied by multinational companies.
Joyce Jeche.